Cheating is a fact of life on many college campuses, but rarely does it reach the level of what happened at the University of Southern California, where a Walmart heiress allegedly paid her roommate to write all her papers. The university is launching an investigation. From Los Angeles, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
It's one of the biggest cheating scandals that's ever hit the University of Southern California, and the allegations about Walmart heiress Elizabeth Page Lori are still the talk of the campus.
She paid this one lady to do all her papers.
How'd she do?
I don't know. She graduated.
She graduated.
And the other lady, like, dropped out.
Aaron Kendall and Brooke Augustine are students at USC.
It just reinforces the stereotype of this school is the University of Spoiled Children thing, where, you know, people can pay their way into this school and through it.
I don't like that at all, because seriously, that discredits the degrees of everyone who graduates from this university.
The student who allegedly helped Paige Lori cheat agrees what she did was wrong.
I did term papers, group work sometimes, trips that she had to take I would go do.
22-year-old Elena Martinez was Paige Lori's freshman roommate, and the two of them couldn't have been more different. Martinez grew up with a single mom in a working-class town in Southern California. She joined the Army Reserves to get money for school. Paige Lori is the granddaughter of Walmart co-founder Bud Walton. Her mother's estate is estimated in the billions. When the two young women wound up together at USC, Martinez says Lori talked about a world she had never known, private jets, designer clothes, and her family's mansions. Then one night, Martinez says Lori asked her to write a paper for class.
And I said, okay, sure. I mean, I was really just in awe of her. She was really different. I think she was used to having things done for her in a lot of ways. I was often intimidated around her. And I mean, I was only 18 when this all started.
For the next 3.5 years, Martinez claims Lori paid her to write all her school papers and assignments, $25 here, $50 there, in all totaling about $20,000. Ultimately, Martinez dropped out of USC and had to enroll in a community college because she couldn't afford the elite private school tuition. But she says she continued doing Lori's work.
It wasn't even difficult, really. I think the way that courses are conducted in a lot of larger schools, like, I could have never gotten away with anything like this at my community college because courses are small, you know, there's interaction, they expect you to show up, things like that.
Now USC is trying to get at the bottom of what happened. Michael Jackson is the vice president of student affairs.
If what is alleged is true, what you see is pretty diabolical, of a serial nature. And I don't know that it would be possible to prevent this from ever happening again.
Jackson says in his 25 years as an educator, he's never seen this level of alleged cheating.
I do think that the advent of the internet and all of these paper mills have created more temptation for people than ever before. I think there's something deeper going on that has to do with me first. I should get what I want when I want. It doesn't matter. And as long as I don't get caught, it's okay.
Neither Paige Lori nor her family are talking. They say her college record is a private matter. She's already gotten her degree from USC, but could still face sanctions depending on what the probe turns up. Elena Martinez says she's cooperating fully, but she may have bigger worries. As an Army reservist, she could be deployed to Iraq. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.